I hate ads too. And welcome, everyone, to the podcast. You seem to have a habit of just turning the recording on just as someone finishes a random sentence. It's brilliant. So welcome, folks. It is Wobby Player Syndrome. It is episode 33, which is pretty exciting for reasons we don't know yet. But we are here once again this month, and we're going to be talking... we had a debate, what should we call this episode? And there was a few good ones, a few political ones. But we've come up with this episode is called There's No Party Like a Third Party Party. That's right. The test will be, after a few more beers, say that several times.
Just as many wines as I've already had.
That's it. So yes, it is Wobbly Player Syndrome. It is a Warhammer 40k podcast. You should know us by now. We've done this 32 times already. One day we'll work out what we're doing properly. It's great. But with us, we have all five of us, except for the safer work mark. So, sorry for you. So we do have Radio Mike.
Hey, hey.
We have the lovely Ears.
Stay happy.
The focused Terror, Anthony.
I'll stop moving. Yeah, hi everyone.
And we do not have safe for work Mark. So what do we have? We have not safe for work Mark.
Don't be a dick, everyone.
Exactly. And not safe for work Mark, can we please ask you not to fucking swear? It's
why the fuck
fucking
not?
Terrible.
Fucking hell. Alright, I'll fucking try.
Alright, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next month. So how is
and
it
with
Mark?
Our, and with our new affiliate program, just collapsed.
Yes. If you do enjoy the Wobbly Player Syndrome podcast, you can now subscribe, and that money will support the hosting and advertising of our podcast. And it will make me rich and I can retire.
No,
fair enough.
Do we get a percentage since we're part of the Twitch?
Sorry, I've lost your mic there, Anthony.
Right, I'm off.
Mark, how are you? It's been ages since you've been on the podcast. It's been very polite.
Yeah, it's not my fault. Life gets in the way when you have what I have. I won't say it because the little bastards will find me like they already have. nice to be back on for a go.
Wonderful. I'm excited. And it was really cool because we thought, oh, yeah. And then you sent through the miniature of your flayed one. I went, yes! And then you're here, too, to talk about it. So now I've given it away. Whoops.
Oh, man, it's on the bloody thing.
Yes, we are. The topic is There's No Party Like a Third Party Party. Oh, you bastards. And we are looking at third party miniatures, including bits and bits and green stuff and things like that, where they fit in the world of 40K. Are they allowed in the world of 40K? That's a conversation that could be fun. But in the meantime, there was a few things that came out this week. Was there not?
There was. We've had a couple of things. We had the Hammerfall Bunker, which was cool. I finally got one of those on the way. There's also the new Tech Marine, the Primaris Tech Marine. There's the Ophidian Destroyer, the Convergence of Dominion, the Void Dragon. There's some really cool Necron stuff come out. The Sons of Behemoth, those, they basically look like they're freaking knights, but for AOS, because they're just a giant bunch of giant giants.
Yep.
Which is an interesting idea for an army. We got House of Iron with the new Orlok Armsmasters and Wreckers. They came with dice and tactic cards. Dice that don't suck because they're Necromunda dice. And also that Gang Stronghold set, which I'm looking forward to building because it looks really awesome. Just like a big mold, big terrain-y thing. I can't brain. It's a fort for Necromunda. What is made of plastic lot, yeah?
Yeah, I'll work it out.
Yeah, we got Codex Space Wolves, along with dice and data cards, and Codex Death Watch, along with dice and data cards, and we got Combat Patrols for Space Wolves and Death Watch, and the Hounds of Morkai, which it looks like it's just Reavers with a cool upgrade kit, but apparently they have special rules for ganking psychers.
Ganking psychers?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ragnar and Gazkarl came out in independent boxes. The Outriders from Indomitus came out in an independent box. There's a new paint handle. And there's the commemorative Warhammer Day chaplain.
Yes, if you didn't get him now, you're not going to get him.
Cool. Yeah. So go back in time and buy him.
Yeah. He was available for 1 week.
Or just carve him out of green stuff with your talent.
Yeah. And he, if you had a look at him, he was pretty much identical to last year's game day.
He did. I mean, I've got the last guy sitting on my desk here, and he looks almost the same.
Almost the same. In fact, the last year's one, I modded to give him a combi flamer, and then this one came out with a combi flamer. I've already done that.
COVID, you've got to just scale back your expectations. Oh, fuck, sorry.
Yes, we are not allowed to name that, which shall not be named.
Now you're not allowed to make any money, sorry.
On the Twitch.
All right.
The Nurgle play.
Can we say lockdown?
Yeah, you can say lockdown.
It is difficult to get people into the office and doing their regular work. I actually don't blame them for adjusting something they probably already had. Honestly. Ah!
I was like,
particularly given that they've just gone into lockdown again. What they should be doing is employing Australian artists and Australian employees to do the stuff that they were doing in the UK, because we're not locked down.
Third-party stuff.
I mean, good point.
We should do a podcast about that.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm, on the topic of the commemorative models, I'm fucking flabbergasted how many of them are firstborn Terminators. It's like, why aren't they Primaris Marines?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. And it said, if you bring out these Terminators, and say, hang on, aren't you trying to get us to go Primaris? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
The Space Marines tougher, though. They've all got two wounds now, so...
But now Terminator's got 37 wounds.
My grade 8s are now very strong, Greg.
Awesome.
I'm particularly strong at the moment.
Shoot twice now. So
I've got ultramarines fingernails.
Yes.
You need to paint one of them red because it's the sergeant.
No. I've got multiple sergeants. You can see the butterflies.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's what, when I think ultramarines, I think butterflies.
Yeah, that's the classic sergeant designation. I have a blot of butterfly on the side of the helmet. That's how it works.
Certainly in my chapter it does.
As Robert Gulliman intended.
Oh dear. So that was a fair amount of new releases then.
Yeah, there was a fair bit. I mean, some of it was repacks of old ones, but yeah.
And you mentioned the dirty AOS stuff, so yeah.
I mentioned some of the dirty AOS stuff. There was more. There was Warcry stuff, and there's a bunch of cool Blood Bowl stuff coming out.
There's a whole bunch of stuff coming out for AOS. A real big shake-up soon, so I'm really, really interested in that.
The new it's the new Slaanesh stuff looks really cool. Yeah. It's a shame that it's so AOS-y and not 40K-y.
Oh, just put a las gun on and be fine.
Sorry, I'm spelling.
Next month we've got two more supplements as well, don't we? The Death Guard and Blood Angels.
Oh my god, I've got all red.
Ah, cool. Something that's not Space Marines. Hang on, Space Marines.
They won't even play Space Marines, don't they?
I think of Smurfs, yes, Soccer Walker. We think of Smurfs as well when we think Ultramarines. So, cool. Hobby progress is what we normally talk about. Now, who wants to start? Come on. Come on.
I'll start. I've done nothing.
No, you dusted off things.
Yeah, I did. I dusted them. And I actually had to re-glue most of that stuff. Like, most of it was in pieces. You might have noticed from the Facebook page that the arms had fallen off, like the particularly the land speeder that was converted.
Yeah.
I couldn't find the arms, so they're still armless. Almost everything else was missing something, and I glued it all back.
Yeah, so Isabel,
that's my hobby progress.
I asked for the group here to forward some photos of some of the models they've modded or some third-party stuff. And we will put them up on our Facebook page. You can see the link of the address of our Facebook page down at the bottom of the screen. So that way I don't have to remember our social links. It's on the screen.
It's only taken it is me too. It's down there.
33 episodes to work it out, but I got there.
Oh dear!
But we'll pull up on the Facebook ever page. A work in progress.
Ever, yes. Mike, what about you? Any hobby progress?
Yeah, I got back into painting. My Necro guys. So I finished my Corpse Grinder cult.
Yep.
And now I'm gonna knuckle down and get those ogres done. Ogrins, sorry, wrong game. And then the subjugators, so I can get into the bloody Dark Angels, you know, in 2063 when my Indominus shows up.
I can't believe you're still waiting for that. That is outrageous.
Yeah. I was expecting it to be here by now, to be honest. Like,
you would have thought so. Yeah.
I think it's the original date from when I first ordered it. It is due tomorrow, based on the delivery estimate they gave me.
Yeah, be lucky. Could
Mark,
be lucky.
Have you been doing anything?
I have, but you don't like the game I've been playing with at the moment.
Right, moving on.
Third party stuff.
They're not third party. They're fishing.
What have you
party.
Been playing?
I have been jumping into the world of Age of Sigmar. And
oh, cool.
Stepped away from my Necrons for a moment. Bit disillusioned with the only tiny amount of Imperial Force information that's come out and the absolute plethora of Xenos that's out there. And started picking up the Realms magazine and working my way through a slow grow with the Nighthaunt and actually enjoying being in the hobby again.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah,
that is really good.
Liam just took on a Necron Force and got tabled by turn two with his Imperial Guard. Yes.
A guard.
He was playing guard and the Necron Force tabled him by turn two.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I quite like those magazines. Me and my son have been going through the Warhammer 40K Conquest that finally finished showing up. So I'm teaching him how to build Death Guard. That's my other bit of hobby progress. I don't think that it happened last month yet.
No, it's this month.
Yeah, well, I finally got a decent little starting force around about 800 points. Once I get it built, I'm going to join in the local slogan and have a bit of fun with it.
Nice.
We've got a comment. Hi, I'm on a yak. Great name. Did you guys see the 136 man event in Australia? I'm hoping we're talking about 40K because we're not that sort of podcast otherwise.
No, I don't really go for men, sorry.
Same.
Yeah. So no, don't know that one. Sorry, mate. I'm sure you tell us more. Yeah. Sorry. Anthony, you've done some hobby progress.
Yeah, oh, I've been struggling a bit with motivation with 40K at the moment. So I was been watching your Twitch feed, watching you paint, trying to get inspired again. But I did dig out my Gene Stealers and a new Broodlord, which came out of the Space Hulk box, which I painted all the Blood Angels up, but the Gene Stealers know. So I got another Broodlord now. That's all done. And then in sort of going through all the boxes and stuff, I found a lot of Gene Stealers that were unpainted. So they're underway as well. And then after deciding to sell my Death Watch, I watched a YouTube battle with them. They were really cool. I started painting them again. So I've got many squads underway
of
Death Watch.
So if you're out there and you've just recently purchased a Death Watch army and hasn't arrived yet, it's not
tough luck.
Well, it will be completely painted if it does turn up. But yeah, so it was, I really like the Corvus Black Stars, and that's the only reason I got Death Watch. And I still don't know if Primaris can go on them now or not, but no, anyway, it doesn't matter.
I do like the photo that you've got up there, and we're open to sponsorship. So, Ben Spoke, if you are watching, it's in every shot.
True, nice. Absolutely. We will work for beer. You don't even have to pay us.
It's true.
I'm serious.
I hadn't tried that one before. It was really good, except after having one, I couldn't paint anymore.
I'm really steaming up my glasses. It's very exciting. It was that 136 man event, apparently.
What? I thought you were talking about Ben Spoke. I was getting steamy too. If your Ben Spoke is steamy, you should put it back in the fridge for a
minute. It's steamy. It's in my body.
It needs to be so cold.
Cool.
You heard.
Well, but I've done some hobby progress too. There you go. I've been working on the Death Guard. The Tuesday night hobby nights have still been on, and I've got through the five-man squad. And last week, I took a couple of days off work, and I was meant to go to do some fishing on the Thursday, but it poured down rain, so I went, fine, I'll do a six-hour painting challenge instead on Twitch. What was I thinking?
He did it! I heard this! And you got, 110 million, followers and viewers.
A really good
and
bunch
that
of
was the reason that you got affiliate.
Yeah, I had a really good bunch of people join in the stream, so I really want to say thank you to
none of them were me, obviously.
But I did manage to get the Plague Marine done and the Predator Tank done, which will pop up. The Predator Tank has some 3D printed stuff on it. Ooh.
Oh, you're allowed like to have that in tournament.
That's the guy I got done. And next up should be the Predator. And come on, and cue him. There it is. Look at that. It worked. So it was really good fun. I did about 4.5 hours is where I went, where's my name? It was a struggle towards the end, but I really enjoyed it. So hopefully I get to do it again sometime. It was fun. And as I said, you couldn't have done it without the crowd from Twitch to join in and having a chat with me. So I really say thanks to that. Thank you, folks. Thank you.
No, you're more than welcome.
There you go. I know we've got a couple other people done some hobby as well. I know Adam's put up some sled. Ah, so while I was doing my Death Guard, Adam decided to paint his demonettes all at once. All 78 of them.
Giant pile of demonettes, yeah.
He got it done.
Wow.
Nice.
He got it done. Contrast paints for the win.
Yeah. I was about to say, just dip it in the paint, pull it out, put it down, done.
78 demonettes.
Well, just like blue tack them to a piece of cardboard, dip them in a bucket of paint, put them down, done.
Grey is a colour.
Black is a colour.
That's it. So here you go. So that was my hobby progress, and now we'll talk about battle reports. Did anyone have, our monthly meet normally happens before all the wobbly player syndrome, but we've actually pushed it back this month. I can't remember why.
But I think there were concerns about the thing that cannot be named.
Oh, fair enough. So,
and I think it's actually a beer shortage.
Could be. Related. So our hobby our meet is not until the two weeks away, I think. It's spreading over 2 days. The Saturday and the Sunday.
Something like that.
More games in. So we'll try and get some footage of that for you folks.
What weekend is this?
20th. Think about that.
I think it's the 20th.
Yeah.
Cold place.
I can't remember.
Yeah. One of our newest members to the ROG group has actually started streaming their games as well from our friends at Jolt.
Can't come.
So,
sorry.
Make sure you check that out.
The weekend is the 20th.
Scotty D, 49. Oh, I almost forgot your name, man. Whew. He's got his Twitch channel, and yeah, he's been starting to stream his games too fairly regularly as well, so make sure you check it out. I will post a link somewhere.
That's on Twitch, ScottyD49?
Yep.
Alright.
The election, that's right. We didn't have a game because we wanted to watch the election. That's right.
That was totally what I was doing.
Actually, our founder took days off last week to sit and watch the election. So
I was going to say, you're our founder. You took days to watch the election. Because, I mean, I was lying in bed watching the election and chatting.
So,
but it was good. It was very good, all of it.
So I did anyone actually have a game since the podcast, apart from myself?
No.
Game free.
No.
I had a game against Rob's Admech. Is Rizza, and I used my. I was so sick of losing against him, I said, stuff it, I'm bringing out the Catachans. So I brought out the Catachans. It was a shootout. It was bloody. But it goes to show you have to get your tactical objectives. You have to get your secondaries. Because I tabled him and lost.
It just hurts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like I had that happen. Sometime last year, I can't remember when it was, but I was playing against Marines with my Nurgle, and I've got a picture of the end of the game, and it's literally their fucking HQ, and they had like one or two tactical Marines, and I lost.
Yeah.
I had almost my whole army.
Yeah, it was. I hate playing against his Admech. I think I'm the only one who has trouble against him, but I have trouble against him. I don't know why.
I haven't beaten them yet. Oh, actually, no.
I have, but not he.
Three once.
Yeah. It's the multiple shots. It's the, you know, minus four AP. Not that it counts on a guy who's wearing a singlet, but just frustrating. So I'm much more engaged in the NRL. I didn't finish the game. I watched it. Okay, I moved away. So with his win, though, it does put him into second spot overall in the ladder. So he is making ground. but there's still a fairly big gap between second and first. Still me! Even with this dirty Mo. Yes, that's right. It is Movember. I should mention that. Can't quite see. Anto's face is a bit blurry. Yeah. So
can you see mine? Look.
Yes, I can see your face. Great.
Yep.
Beautiful. It is Movember.
I'm not showing you down myself, sir. I'm sorry. That's exclusive.
Yeah, it is Movember, so we are growing some weird and wonderful facial hair to raise awareness for men's health. So the link should come up if you want to donate, which, yeah, I won't say no. It's a lot of fun, and it's for a good cause. Do it. Do it now. My whole work is doing it. We have one guy, he shaved on the Sunday. He came into work on the Monday, and he looked like Magnum P.I. Fair enough. You win. There's our money. Yeah. Cool. Anything else we want to talk about? Latter topic? No. All right. We've done our regular bits. Now let's move into what we really want to talk about. There's no alcohol. Party like a third party party.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So we're going to have that short break. Now, it's a short break, Isabel. Got caught out last time. yes, I'll stop streaming that part. We'll have a quick... She's ready. So we'll be right back, folks. One moment.
We are Rollers, and we have the games for you. Be it board games, card games, dice games, or party games. You name it, and we have it. Find us online at rollersboardgames.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at rollersboardgames.
From acoustic to distortion, Storyboard Concept is music that's honest, relaxing, and full-bore rockin' music. Follow Colin at storyboardconcept.bandcamp.com. Microphones are unmuted. It makes it easier to do a podcast when the mics are turned on.
Well, you know, it helps when they can hear our sultry voices.
Well, hopefully,
particularly my sultry voice.
I always feel like I'm shouting down the microphone when I'm streaming. So if you think I'm shouting, it's probably because I am.
You are.
But I want to be heard. These four people always talk over me.
I'm not using my work voice, so don't worry about that. Word in.
So, folks, we are here. We are talking about third-party miniatures. We're talking about kit bashing and having fun with green stuff. But we might start with the third-party miniature side of things. Why do we bring that up? Because we've all got some third-party miniatures we have in our collection. Most of us.
I don't.
Yes,
I do.
Most of us. And we all know that GW's miniatures have gotten really, really good. Right? No, and they're very good, but there are still some third-party miniatures out there who just look brilliant as well. I mean, who here has a third-party miniature in their main army?
My ARS, yes.
Yeah, we'll raise our hand on a podcast. Should be good.
I know that helps.
For everyone that has a third-party miniature in their main army, please say, I love this shit.
I love this shit. Thanks, man.
I don't think I have any of my Dark Angels.
I'd like my Inquisition to be my main army.
Let's have a look what you've got. You've posted some third-party stuff that you have. You've got Victoria miniatures.
Yeah, I've got a couple of Vic minis things, actually. Most of them I haven't finished. I love them. Like, I picked up a bunch of the Kangaroo APCs when she did Bushfire Appeal.
Yeah.
Back in the bushfires. And they're fantastic models, but I haven't got around to finishing painting them.
Fair enough. That sounds like a hobbyist.
Yeah, well, it's like those Australian World War II style infantry I actually got to make as like a little platoon of them to give to my brother. The fact that I still have them says a lot about how far along that project got.
So we're talking about third-party miniatures, legit ones, from like the likes of Victoria Miniatures, Raging Heroes, Cromlech. What else we got?
Artel.
You got Artel, my Mantic. Nice. I can't believe they're not cast dwarves showing up there.
Yeah, Wargame exclusive.
Heresy Lab.
Yeah. We won't talk about the third party knockoffs yet. I know that someone's got a sad story about that. He's confused. Wonderful. Excellent. Anthony, you're a big fan of Victoria. You're a big fan of Victoria, aren't you?
I like Victoria.
Big fan.
Oh,
Victoria.
Miniatures. Sorry.
Yeah, the miniatures and the lottery.
So you designed your Imperial Guard.
Yeah, the whole Slow Grove was every single vehicle was converted to have the Victoria Miniatures wheel set and the spare wheel on the back. Just really thought they looked really good with the wheels rather than the tracks.
They look great.
And I think I wanted to add some other vehicles to it as well that, you know, weren't quite Torox Prime, so I modified a few of those and made a Chimerox and a Hydra.
That's the Hydra there, so yes.
Yeah. And it's good fun. I like the feeling just before you take the saw out.
I like the feeling when you start cutting and then you think to yourself,
what the fuck have I just
is this
done?
The right spot?
Oh my god.
And then you stop and you look and you turn it upside down, turn it back right way, and you're like, okay, it's fine. And then you keep sawing and you get straight through it and it comes off and you're like, shit, I should have done that like an inch higher.
Oh, shit, I should have stopped a millimeter ago.
And out of the Chimerox, you ended up getting a Salamander Scout tank as well,
yeah,
Greg.
So. Which I used the other day, and he lasted one turn. So,
there you go. Well, that's all right.
Oh, well, if it's any consolation, they're apparently not putting it in the Forge World Index Imperial Armor.
I'll have to modify it again for you. I'll do something.
So I've got a few mods. I've used Cromlech mods. That Preacher there that comes up, that's a Cromlech. I really like that miniature. I think it was really nice. Big sword on the back as well. It was fun to paint. That is a Heresy Lab model, the Death Guard that just popped up. It's a female Death Guard, which is awesome. And that from the same set, these ones come up. So they're just some really wonderful action packed miniatures as well. It's not just everyone knows my Daemon Prince by now. There he is. I cannot remember what game it's from. Infinity, I want to say. So he's a third party completely, and even that's from a board game from a Kickstarter. And so I was describing it so you could see it. So you podcasters, go check out the YouTube. The YouTube.
The Insta-Snap Face YouTube.
Yeah. So yeah, there's some assassins. Cool. Where do third-party miniatures sit in your world? Good, bad, different? Should we be allowed to play with them anywhere? It's okay to play with
dolls?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
100%. Play with everything.
Yeah, I've got some for Age of Sigmar. I went through the Raging Heroes because I got sick of all the male Stormcasts, and the literature does talk about female Stormcasts, and there was just nothing for Raleigh apart from one or two, and so I managed to pick up those.
Oh, nice.
Yes, they are that absolutely fucking horrendous resin shit, but they do come out a beautiful one. I'm working on one at the moment, and the detail on them, while they are smaller than your standard Stormcast Eternal, they are the same size as most of the other models, so they actually, you know, wrap up quite nicely, but they add a nice little extra touch to it. It's really good.
Soccer Walker's got you there, is...
It's true. It's true.
So, yeah. Side notes and the going on in the background. It's too focused as they always are. I've been looking at the Raging Heroes, and if I start a new Imperial Guard, I'll be getting those Jailbirds miniatures and a few of the others. They're just really awesome, those ones.
The detail's amazing. The only problem I have with them is the resin. Yet again, it's a pain in the ass because it bends, so you've got to try and gently heat it up to get it straight or fit things in, and it can be dangerous if you're not careful or if you're a user.
Are we talking about miniatures or sex?
All of the above.
Look, it's just a general rule of life.
Have a listen.
It's a general rule of life. Sometimes you just need to warm it up and try
it
and just try and carefully do it without breaking it.
Exactly. That's it. You need a shoehorn.
But yeah, like that, when I'm dealing with resin models, that is like the one thing that really kind of gets to me when I have to heat something up and bend it. And you're just like, please don't break, please don't break, please don't break, please don't break.
And then you feel that little soft snap and then you go, fuck it, where's the super glue? Because you can't use the good old plastic glue.
I have a tendency to just heat the shit out of it so it's like super floppy. So I have no risk of breaking it.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it alone.
I'm playing
around with the Raging Hero stuff. I have it in a jar of very hot water, and just so you can gently mold it. But yeah, you hear that, feel that snap, and you just want to cry.
Yeah,
they're not, you pay for them too.
They're not the cheapest models, and that's saying that compared to GW models. Come on.
Yeah, it's like those 30K Moritats. They come with like cabling that goes from the guns to the backpack, and the cables come straight.
Mm.
You're like, yay!
Do they come with a blowtorch?
No.
Yeah.
Fuck! What are you supposed to do? Just
I get boiling hot water and I dunk them in boiling hot water until they go soft.
Yeah.
And then I dunk them in cold water to freeze them in the shape that I've made.
I've found a toothbrush that's been sitting in cold water does it as well.
Yeah.
Look at us blacksmiths.
Just a tight ass and not wanting to break stuff.
Well, yeah, I've
heard that before somewhere.
I got a demon prince over there that it's now been primed, but trying to get the wings on it because of that resin stuff just would not glue. And I was like, oh my God. So green stuff. Now move, you bitch.
I understand the resin is easier for the producers to mass produce, but not everyone loves it. It's a turd to work with. And it's, if you, the moment you fuck it up, you are fucked for a long period of time.
And with tears, and heartache. Yeah.
Yeah.
But even the Go on.
I think the problem is that the resin has got a much lower cost to make the molds. Yeah. Like they can only afford to make it for plastic if they know they're going to sell a lot.
Yes.
Is that why it goes?
Yeah.
Red Billy, can I just point out something I've only just noticed? Speaking of making things to measure, I can see over your shoulder this kit. It seems very old. It seems like it's from about 1995.
I'm surprised you recognize it without a handprint. Yes.
What are you going to do with that? How are you going to kit bash that, love?
I don't know. I did think about making it a Death Guard Land Raider because I already have a Redeemer for the Salamanders. But I'll wait for the book to come out and see if it's worthwhile to do so because I had a lot of fun with the Predator modding that, putting goop and the guy's face on the back. I think it's a nice little touch. So, it's, I could have some fun with that one. But we'll see.
You can, and just do whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. Seriously, after I sat on your other one, I, like set fire to it, and then sat on it, and then put my hand on it, because you missed all first bits. You missed the first bits. You missed the first bits.
Every episode.
I felt I needed to atone, so it's to you. And I want to see photos of every intricate little bit of destruction.
Every time I play his Salamanders, he brings it up. Is every time without fail. That time, Mr. Phil, bash my Land Raider, a little tear in his eye.
you'll rock up at his place to play him in a game, and he'll come in this black cowl, and he'll be like, "Have I told you the tale of Darth Land Raider, the handprint?"
So if all the new listeners, if you want to learn what we're talking about, this Land Raider. Just visit episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Just visit literally fucking every episode every when we bring episode. It up.
Or ask me on Twitter. I will send you a reply. But unfortunately, Twitter only has 240 characters, so it'll take 180 replies, okay? At least.
Yes, it's there. It's waiting to be assembled as a there's a few miniatures over there need to be assembled too. I did see a funny post that said, what is it? New drinking game! Have a drink for every unpainted miniature you have! No, don't! You'll die!
Yes.
Yes. I died months ago! Years ago!
I was going through my car looking for heads so I could kit bash a figure. And it's like, oh, geez, I need to build that. Oh, shit, I need to build that. When the fuck did I actually buy that? And what is that?
Join me on Tuesday night, hobby night.
Yeah, maybe.
So, good segue into kit bashing is where we start talking about when we talk about third-party models, we're not always talking about the full model. It could also be, you know, a different hammer or a different backpack. My Salamander's jump packs are Cromlech, and I love them. I think they look so much better than the actual proper Space Marine ones. But would I be allowed to put that in a tournament that's sponsored by GW?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah, no. Like, which, it really gets my goat. Like, I can understand GW being tight about entire models that aren't made by them.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, okay, fair enough. You want us to buy your fucking models. I get it. But, you know, kicking your ass because one of your guys has the wrong hammer? Like, fuck. No one would even know. You know?
And that leads to
the voice. The salmon moose. No, it's all right.
You haven't had the salmon. I didn't have the salmon moose.
Come on, people. References every episode. There's a movie reference. And we failed last time.
And I've still got
to say, at the start of the ep, we've got to put forward a prize. And when someone guesses the movie reference,
if you want
hook it
a
up.
Prize, then you need to start subscribing so we can afford said prize.
Subscribers can answer. Which movie is that a reference from?
Yes.
I think it's fairly apparent that I knew.
I know, and yet I've never watched any of them.
There you go. I got asked by our Warhammer store to take a photo of all my Catagens because I said I put a pin in it. They're done. No more. And of course, they bring out Ripper Jackson.
Female Catachan they're bringing out.
I've got her. She's sitting up there.
I know. Is she painted?
Not yet. Getting through the death guard first.
But Greg, what about the special third party stockist model?
So I had to take out the preacher, and I had to take out a couple other things because they did not have. They weren't fully GW or. That wasn't a GW model at all. Like, that preacher kicks the shit out of the other preacher they got. It's very old. So it is disappointing to see that happen. But at the same time, I do have my Daemon Prince. I've got a second one coming. They're from different games or different models. Where do you stand when it comes, all right, I'm using a different model in my Daemon Princes instead of a normal Daemon Prince who's about an inch taller normally, but mine's smaller.
Daemon's all great size differences. It's okay. That's all right.
Yeah, I mean, I get a little bugged if people are using a model that's not got roughly the same dimensions.
That would be why I would pick it. If you're getting some little card who's coming along and picking a smaller model so they can avoid line of sight or base to base, that's when I go, nah, screw you.
Yeah, it's scale. I think if you're going to bring a third-party model in, it should be close to scale. You're not going to bring in this miniature here. Yes, fingers are about an inch apart for the podcasters to represent a knight who is a bit larger.
It's all right. Freaking in the 30K community, they had problems with people doing that with legitimate models because the modern Primarchs are all like really big.
Yeah.
And people were like, hey, you know, Leman Russ had a rogue trader model that's like this big. Apparently people showed up with those and people were like, no, fuck off. Well, and like, hey, it's a legitimate GW model.
I've got the original Gaz, you know, he's about yay big.
Yeah.
He's almost the same, right? But I took that into account. And so my Daemon Princes, I'm pointing over there because they're over there. Are based on something to give him the height to make him the full size height of a Daemon Prince. So that's just what I did. Because I feel a little shitty. He's a bit short. Well, that's a good thing because he's got no guns and he gets killed a lot.
Vertically challenged.
Yes. Better make him a bit taller so you can see him. I just think.
Well, my Hydra and my Chimerox are probably a little bit smaller than they should be, but They still get blown up pretty easily, so I'm pretty happy.
They're taller. Yours are taller, though. They're not as wide, but they're definitely taller.
They're taller, yeah. But the Hydra doesn't fit in the Force anymore anyway. I can't field it. So,
fair enough. So, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. Size matters. Didn't we have an episode of that? Oh, we lost one? Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I lost train of thought then. Putting miniatures, come on, someone else talk about it. Good, that worked out well.
I just want to say I pulled Mark up on something that he didn't say. He was talking about tardigrades, not anything that I was suggesting.
Yeah.
So I'm not. I was absolutely wrong. He is a very good person.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely wrong, and I apologize.
Okay, so modding, like, okay, so before I go there, at one point, not one point, there's also some dodgy third-party companies out there who make the GW stuff, but not GW stuff. We all know them. The really I know one of our group was looking at them at one point. It was a great save, because Forge World is very expensive. But is it worth it?
I bought the Forge.
Sorry?
No.
I wasn't going to name names. Anthony, tell us a story.
In a moment of weakness, I went to buy a third-party thing from Forge World type thing. I'm not really into copies or knockoffs or anything like that. I buy everything. I don't use free stuff generally. Oh, no, bugger it. I'll just get one to get a look at it. You know, have it on the game, have a table, and no, I saw photos and, you know, I felt a bit guilty about buying it, so I cancelled the order in the end. But, like, it was 60 days after I'd ordered it, and it still hadn't turned up either.
Yeah.
I must admit, I haven't got the money back yet either. I'm still chasing that.
Whoops. Be careful,
but
people.
To make it up, I did go and buy the actual Forge World tank instead. So, which is still not painted because Games Workshop will not give me any golden spray paint. There's none in the world anywhere. So sitting there made and unpainted.
Yeah, so there's an experience for you people out there. If you had to go that way, be warned. 60 days later, still don't have a product.
And was feeling guilty.
And even the other side of things, where you can see people who are 3D printing their own miniatures.
Yep.
Thoughts, comments?
I don't have a 3D printer.
Look, you know, if you're 3D printing, like, exact the things from GW, that's a bit shonky. But, like, I've seen people designing their own parts and 3D printing those for conversions, and I don't see why that should be any different than making it from green stuff. Like, if you design it yourself and print it, like...
Yep. I have 3D printed bits. Like, for the Death Guard, boils and slime and stuff like that, because I'm pretty crap at using green stuff. So, the face on the back of the Predator, he's 3D printed, but there's no way I'd ever think of 3D printing a full Marine or person. I said, no, that feels wrong. It's an expensive hobby, but come on, no.
Also, like, a lot of the full models I've seen 3D printed are not great quality.
No, some of the designs are pretty Rogue Trader standards or worse. When I have a drink, you guys got to talk, otherwise it just sounds like everyone's gone quiet.
Sorry, I can hear my kids fighting.
Yeah, so 3D. We also had a friend of ours who decided to use, I think this story's come up before too, cardboard obelisks.
Oh, the cardboard monolith.
The monolith, that's the one. Where do you feel about that? Is that even third party? Or is that just a...
Well, there was a photo of a cardboard knight on the Facebook page today.
Mark, thank you very much for the follow.
Yeah, like, after your kids who that was at CanCon and stuff. Bloody someone showed up with like a 4-foot-tall cardboard Imperator Titan, which was a thing that happened.
We'll put that on the Facebook page so you can see what it is about. And we have that social link at the bottom. Don't have to remember it. Yeah. Yeah, I think there's limitations where you can go, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, 3D printed, dodgy Chinese knockoffs. Sorry, dodgy other country knockoffs. We don't want to anger anyone. I think...
Only half of them seem to be from Russia and half of them seem to be from China.
There you go. Rushna. Anyway, I think that's going too far, but I think, bits and pieces from legitimate places like the Cromlex,
Bits of War. Like people who've got an orc army that want to have those cool Cromlech orc heads.
Oh, yeah. Some of that is awesome.
Like, just like, ah. Oh.
Oh, I'd love to field an Inquisition force with all the Artel miniatures. The demon host and all the rogues and the...
Yeah, I saw someone post like a fully painted up set of Eisenhorn's guys from Artel.
Yeah, I got Artel the demon host. I love that figure. It's really cool.
Yes, we did show that earlier. Let's see if we can find it again. No, not that one. We don't need to see his bloody vehicles.
Yes!
Aren't they cool?
There it is. There's the demon host. That is a very cool demon host. It does remind me of the. You remember the Inquisitor large miniatures? That was the 40. What were the really large miniatures?
The big large metal ones.
The 52 mil Inquisitor ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think it was something similar to that back then, the demon host.
Yep. I like that game. I just wish it had come out in the normal size figures rather than the really big ones. After buying one figure at $100-something, I go, nope, not that anymore.
Yeah.
I have a distressing amount of those now.
I had the Death Watch one, the Death Watch Captain.
Hey,
everyone. Anyway, I missed all of that. Can someone just give me a quick recap? Who isn't Greg?
Have a quick recap. I will be right back.
We were just talking about things like the Artel miniatures and stuff like that from Inquisitor and the 54mm stuff from the Inquisitor game that GW made.
So
don't know if we talked about anything else.
Whatever happened to Inquisitor? Can anyone talk me through this? Because the miniatures were exquisite. They were large. They were... What scale were they compared to the regular 54. Minis?
It was 28mm versus 54. 52mm? 54?
Or
something.
Yeah.
So what was the game like? I never played it.
I've played it a couple of times. It was really cool. It was really in-depth. It was pretty much a role-playing game, more so than a miniatures combat game. I feel like the problem it had was it was really designed for running campaigns, and it had no campaign rules. It was just like a running the battle rules. And there was no rules really for generating war bands or anything like that. It was just here's all the things, here's like the stat lines, here's how you fight. So it was really hard to find people to play it because you basically needed a GM. And the models were very expensive and very rare.
Yeah. I only ever found one and I bought it as soon as I got it.
What'd you get?
I got Death Watch Captain Artemis, I think his name was.
Can I just ask? So when I was playing, I'm first ed, second ed, third ed. That's it. Fourth ed, I was done. There was no Death Watch. It didn't exist. What is Death Watch?
That guy.
Yeah, that one.
That's
the one.
Oh, yeah.
But painted
Red Belly, are we good?
I'll let you know. What did I miss? Sorry, viewers.
We were just talking about Inquisitor.
Cool.
Because it was a great game. Just didn't have enough real depth to it or community or support.
Oh, totally off subject. I think they ruined the game. I thought I was excited about it, but then I had to buy a whole lot of new miniatures. But I've got Inquisitor miniatures at scale. That's what killed it.
Could have just been 28 and it would have been fine. Yeah. Everyone would have played it, I reckon.
There are a lot of people who still play it, but at 28.
Yeah.
Like, there is Inquisitor 28 groups who use the Inquisitor rules, but instead of playing it using all the ranges, they just go, okay, yeah, we're just going to use that with 28 mil models.
Yeah.
I think instead of like inches, they use centimeters, the same ranges and everything.
Yeah. Look, I've got the rules. I've looked at doing it, but yeah, it's just 40K or
yeah,
Necromunda or whatever else we're doing at the time. It's just
Yeah, I've played like one decent campaign of Inquisitor 54 mil, and it was run by a Games Workshop manager. Like,
yeah, I've seen it. I've only seen it played once. It looked really good fun, but
yeah,
you know, you needed what, four or five, six figures, and they're all
quite, you needed quite a couple expensive. Of models. Yeah.
And they were hard to build, those metal figures. They need a lot of pinning and
yeah,
if you need to get the green stuff involved, you've actually got to have a lot of talent to construct that scale of detail.
I did green stuff quite a lot that figure because I bent his arm so he was shooting the weapon rather than waving it in the air.
I remember I used to actually just cut out other bits of plastic and like glue them in and then paint green stuff it.
Yep. But my green stuffing, green stuff skills is not that good. I need to work on that.
So I've been watching a few people. Illicit Hours, a good guy to watch. He's been doing a kit bash at the moment, and I've worked out how to now do scales. It's just, you know, a nice roll of green stuff, and then you've got clippers. Just went clip, pull, clip, pull, clip, pull, and that was it. And beautiful scale effect.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is good to have a watch some other people who know what they're doing, because I don't. My green stuff skills, get in there. The fingerprint mark is it adds texture. Yeah.
Just filling gaps and...
Yeah, so... where are we? Sorry, folks, I've just got a bit distracted then. It could be because this beer is delicious.
Well, exactly. We talked about...
We held it together a little bit.
Together.
Yeah, you know, we talked about like third-party parts, entire third-party models, whether or not GW let you take them to things. Spoiler warning, they don't. They're very strict about it.
So what about when you post on Twitter and stuff like that and you use the hashtag Painting Warhammer or Warhammer Community? They're going to just go, get out, get out.
It won't end up on their own feed.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I do know that there is a Reddit group for Warhammer 40K, and the big rule says it does definitely say only 40K Warhammer Games Workshop stuff allowed to be shown. So,
which makes funny. That's where I.
That's where I put my so much Predator tank, which is all that 3D printed stuff and.
I was going to say, that's where I store all those Artel guys from Eisenhorn.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think third-party stuff has a place, and anyone's a bit too precious that they won't lay them on the table should have a look at themselves.
Including GW.
Yeah, I think if people are bringing it for bits and pieces, I don't agree with... if you're going to do a full model, not a whole army, maybe one or two, I wouldn't bring in a whole army from a different game and go, no, they're Space Marines.
Yeah, it's like... Like I said, I can understand GW being really touchy about bringing in whole models that they didn't make, but like little conversion bits, you've got a belt pouch on that guy that's from frickin' Cromlech. It's like, what?
How the hell did you do
that? or the more ridiculous, which I've seen, that Warhammer model is a conversion of Lord of the Rings model, and they're not allowed to be used in Warhammer games in GW stores.
That's hilarious. Where do they draw?
Yeah,
the line?
It was
my paint.
That one was partly because,
paints.
Like, apparently that was to do with like New Line Cinema not wanting the IPs to conflict because GW were kind of being forced on that one or something. But it was still really weird.
Lord of the Rings don't want to be associated with violence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have rambled for now. What else we got to talk about? I like looking at the third-party stuff. I if I started a new army, as I said, Imperial Guard army, I'd think there'd be a lot of Victorian models in there with the Raging Heroes in there as well.
For our last slow grow, I would have done Victoria Miniatures Imperial Guard force. That was the other choice instead of the Tempestors. It would have been the Van Diemen figures that Mike had up before.
Yeah, those guys are great.
I think they're really cool figures, and you know, Australian.
All of her figures of the models that you can't buy anymore from GW. She has a range of Mordian Iron Guard. She has a range of fucking Valhallans of fucking all of them.
That's a good point. If you can't get the model anymore from GW, but you found an alternative, surely you must have that. Or you just got to get turn a something else from GW into a tank.
Hmm. Or if you want your Cadians to have some bloody women, so you run her Arcadian models, which are Cadians, but they have women.
It's the jungle fighters that you see on the Raging Heroes stuff. It's just... there's a bit more variety in that way.
But I'm never going to go in a Games Workshop tournament, so I probably won't get kicked out.
We're not tournament players. We're not. We are here to have fun, and I will laugh at all when I win again this year. But apart from that, it's all right. You still got some months to go. Come on. I just have to keep playing. That's all. But if we're playing like CanCon, which unfortunately has been canned next year, they wouldn't hold you up on having some third party. Clearly, CanCon.
I think whether or not CanCon would have an issue with it probably depends on who's running the CanCon.
I've seen some questionable models at CanCon.
Well, that
I've never been involved in it, but I've watched some games at CanCon. And there is some hilarious shit.
So, I forgot to show some conversions with. We did show conversions, didn't we? No, we didn't. That's the one. I want to show conversions because that's Mark's. The first one that popped up was Mark's Necron Flayed one. He just used green stuff on a Necron Warrior to make a Flayed one instead of. Oh, look, that's Izzy's Dreadnought with the big shoulder missile launcher. And these are Isabel's stuff coming up at the moment. So
that's my favorite Bolter Convert.
So way back, third, fourth, she was a Crescent Moon player. And you can see
That's my assault squad. It's got the bat wings.
Yep. Homemade lightning claws.
Yes. Again, homemade lightning claws.
And homemade dust.
Shut up. Shut up.
Dust marine.
There's a Dreadnought again. Yes, that is a buggy
that we like, though.
Predator-mounted... missile launcher.
That buggy, just everyone have a look at that buggy and just think about the new buggy that's come out.
So I converted that from a Land Speeder.
I think that one's better.
There should be more conversions.
Because my chapter was supposed to be cut off from everything, so when the Land Speeder just fucking stopped working, that is converted into a buggy.
Yeah.
And that was Morgan Ra, because I'd stolen his scythe to put on my chapter master, so I converted him into an Eversaur assassin.
I don't even know what that is, Michael. It's someone on a griffin that you've had fun with.
Oh, that's a Captasis. It's a Empire captain riding a Pegasus. Kitbashed a Bretonian Pegasus rider with an Empire captain model.
Fair enough. And here goes Anthony. I know he likes to kitbash and stuff. So some of his grey knights, Inquisition, I should say. That's stone, is it?
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's Inquisitor Stone, his Crusader Bodyguard. So that's Chaos Warrior backs with Grey Knight bodies and kitbashed shields and all sorts of lots of green stuff on that, actually. That's my Grand Master. That's my fully converted Tempestus command squad of Psykers and Commissar. It's only that because the Commissar, I couldn't find one on a face mask, so I made it myself.
Oh, that's mine. That's my Nurgle on a pelican. Had a lot of fun with that. That was good. Using orc bits and Nurgles. And there's a flayed one again. So I think part of the hobby is being able to muck around and kit bash and design different things, as long as they're legal in play. Yeah. I think it's the big part of the hobby. If GW were serious about trying to stop that, they would kill the hobby.
Well, I mean, I think they are kind of serious about it, because whenever they whenever they stop making a model, they get rid of the rules for it. That's, we were joking about how the Salamander Scout Tank,
true,
they took the rules out of the Imperial Armor book because they don't make that model anymore.
All those drop troops have gone now too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been removed, and they're a whole army. People running them completely as an army. So, yeah, they've been removed as well. So.
Wow.
Yeah, they've just been legending everything that they don't make anymore.
Yeah, we knew
so
that
I think
was
you know.
Coming,
so GW are kind of putting you know putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak. They're like, well, we don't make it. We'll get rid of the rules.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Because that.
Because yeah, that was. That was always the counter argument. You guys have rules for it, but you don't make a model. So GW are like, fine, fuck right. off. We'll get rid of the rules.
Damn it. That works. Yeah. Cool. All right. So I think we've talked about what we want to talk about, unless you want to add some stuff.
No, but I think I'm inspired to do some more conversions. I want to do a Swarm Lord. The current kit is based on the Tyranid. What's the one of wings? I've forgotten what it's called now.
Florent.
The
Crone.
I think the Swarm Lord should be bigger, so I'm going to use the Morlock model with some swords from the kit and make it bigger that way.
Yeah, armies like the Tyranid is just invite you to. Kit bash and modify and stuff.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm going to combine the Swarm Lord kit and the Tyran Prime into a bigger Swarm Lord.
We have a question from our viewers. Thank you, Soccer Walker. How do you guys feel about people using discontinued units?
Well, I mean, up until now, it hasn't really been a thing. But no. I wouldn't have a problem with someone running a Legends unit. You know, it's...
You're friendly if you just say, look, this is a legend. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Hmm. And... Yeah. The legend units are pretty expensive points-wise anyway. So they are.
Yeah, I don't think any of the legends units are particularly powerful or overpowered.
The Space Marine with his Gun of Death, he's now been legend.
The Legionnaire?
Yeah.
The Death Ray thingy.
The Death Ray gun. That was pretty... That
would
hurt.
I never saw it actually hit anything.
Yeah. Or do you mean models like I've got Chaplain Xavier for the Salamanders, but he no longer has any rules, but I still use him. But now he's just a chaplain.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I've got a librarian on a bike. I've got a chaplain on a bike. I've got a chaplain dreadnought. You know.
Did they not bring them back out on bikes, or the Primaris allowed on bikes?
Primaris only, I think.
They're Primaris. Yeah. The new chaplain, which still isn't available in Australia, is a Primaris chaplain on a bike.
Scotty D49, welcome. I did do a plug for you earlier, so I hope you got that. How about using them as a unit with current rules rather than with legend rules? Yeah, so I'm using Xavier as just a normal chaplain. Not using it. Well, he didn't even get legendized. He got killed off in the lore. So, son of a bitch.
Well, that was, if you remember when they got rid of squats, that was basically GW's line with squats was just use Imperial Guard rules and use the squat models. You know?
Yeah.
That was the official line.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with that. I think it's fine. If you got the model, why not use it? Especially if it's the model you like. You don't want it collecting dust, as opposed to Isabel's miniatures that she showed earlier.
It's a camouflage.
It's not that they're collecting dust, they're just killing Thousand Suns. That's where all the dust comes from.
That's it. So I think within reason, go nuts. Third party stuff. If you love the hobby, love the hobby. But you've got to realize there's going to be restrictions if you start playing in tournaments. Just check the tournament rules and say what you can and what you can't bring. If they are really tight about kind of being use a different hammer on your 40k miniature, maybe that's not the tournament for you.
Mm.
Yeah, but go nuts. It's a hobby. And you want to design what you want to design. Don't let your imagination go wild.
I think count as should be a rule in the book.
Count as long as it's within reason, so you don't have the squat representing a obelisk.
Yeah, well, totally. I mean, if you get a miniature that's relatively similar,
yeah. So the opposition
in scale, and you just like it's an ancient miniature. It doesn't matter. Like it's fucking from Rogue Trader, whatever. And you're like, count as Space Marine, fucking captain. Who cares?
Yeah,
Space Marine captain. Count as Space Marine captain.
Well, that's I've got like a Dreamforge Leviathan. That I was always going to run as a counts as Warhound, and then I got some actual Warhounds.
Yeah.
So,
As long as your opponent can clearly tell what it is, you should be fine, right?
Yeah. You say before the game.
Yeah, that, as Scotty says, just make sure you check with the TOs if you're going in a tourney.
Absolutely. And then attack triggers come in with Space Marine, but without an A. So it's just Skip Marine. Thanks, Chicken. How you going? imagine being so nerdy that you can spot a non-GDO part on a model. I know. Well, what are you going to do?
It doesn't matter
if it's Dawn of War Attack Chicken. You can't play it in an actual Warhammer tourney. You can't lay down those fucking turrets, unfortunately.
No, you can Hammerfall turrets, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, true.
God, I'd love to. No. But like, drop some turrets. Fucking also, you know what I'd like to do? It's just plant a base in their base where I can just spawn units. Spawn some Terminators straight out of their base.
Someone posted on the 40K Reddit that they made like the stronghold from Dawn of War, like a full terrain piece of it.
Oh, really?
As Salamander's one. Yeah, it's on there.
Awesome. I'll have to look that up. That's exciting.
I'll post it on the Facebook.
Yeah, on the Facebook. That's right. With the old. It's called
the Facebook. On the Book of Faces.
Yes. Not with this face. All right, folks, we might wrap it up. Now that Attack Chicken's here, it's a good time to leave. I hope everyone's had fun this evening. Third-party stuff, it's all good within reason. If you're going to buy some sort of knockoff that looks too dodgy and too cheap to be true, it probably is too cheap to be true. So be wary, there are people out there who will just run with your money and you'll never see a thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are some great alternative places out there that are trustworthy. We rattled them off earlier. Raging Heroes, Heresy Lab, Cromlech, Victoria Miniatures, War Game Exclusive, anything else, boys?
Artel.
There you go. There's a few. I think GW do a few good models.
Got a few of those.
Yeah,
just a few.
Got a few of those. Yeah. All right, folks. We're going to wrap it up. And I hope you enjoyed this evening. And hopefully we get some battle games recorded soon. Don't forget, Hobby Night tomorrow night, Tuesday night, every Tuesday from 9 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. It is me... painting. I think I'm going to work on the Diamond Prince tomorrow.
Watching Motherland Fort Salem and not streaming at all because, I need private time.
That's for private, the only fans.
Private time.
Only fans. Yeah.
Fuck.
So you can visit us. Our social links are at the bottom of here. But if you want to hear it because you're on a podcast, this probably helps. Our Facebook page is RLG40K. Now, Instagram, funny enough, is also RLG40K. But if you're trying to find Twitter and you're going RLG40K, that's going to be wrong. You need to go RLG Oz Gaming. And then if you want to find their YouTube page, Wobbly Player stuff's there. RLG Real Loud Gamers, because that's apparently what RLG stands for. Yeah. Well, it is to the public anyway.
Allegations have been laid that we are pretty loud.
Yes, and if you are listening to the podcast, you can obviously watch us live from our Twitch channel. At the moment, it is on my channel, which is Red Belly. My channel. Look how I said that. My channel.
But you might be watching this right now.
When is this happening in the movie?
It's happening now, sir.
Quick, it's another movie quote. Nobody got the first one. Well, nobody wrote it on.
I got the first one.
But you're here.
Come on. Can Come everyone on, just get the movie quote? Fucking hell.
Oh, I don't know. If you do want to support the podcast, you're quite welcome to subscribe to the channel. There we go. Tack Chicken's all over it. He's got it.
Tack Chicken gets the prize that we don't have this week.
Yep.
But next month, we're going to have a prize. It's going to be Warhammer related. I'm going to give away a Rogue Trader miniature. It may be undercoated. I guarantee it will not be painted.
Guarantee it may not be in one piece.
I have got Rogue Trader miniatures coming out my nose.
If this does true, Soccer's got the first one too. If it is true and Isabel does decide to give away a miniature, we guarantee it will have her signature handprint on it. She's just checking what miniatures she's going to get rid of.
No, I'm checking on something that I feel is really important. It's okay.
Let's go away and do something else. Okay. That's all I got. Say goodbye, Isabel.
Good night, everybody. And can I just say, before we go any further, I comprehensively and categorically apologize to Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I called him on something earlier tonight and I misunderstood and I was wrong and he is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no insult to people with a disability in any way. And I'm a fucking shocker and I'm sorry to everyone.
It was heartfelt.
Yeah. So follow that up, Anto, with your farewell. Anything you want to get off your chest?
Good night.
Good night. And we'll make sure we've got Anto's link for his Movember on the Facebook page as well. Mine will also go up. It's not like I like this. It's not true I do like this. It's just that 1 month I get away with it. Yeah. So I'll say goodnight too and catch you tomorrow night for some hobby night, which will be exciting. And Michael, Radio Mike, take it away for us.
Ain't no party like a third party party. It's all right in my wheelhouse. Frankly, being a hard ass about it is a bit of a dick move. But if you want to get up to some counts as shenanigans between consenting adults, don't let us stop you. That's all for now. Join us next month for another Wobbly Player Syndrome.